True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Tomlin Tuesday, so we get the Tomlinisms of the week. You had Big Nickel. He said they're going to dime you. We hear more and more of this, and it drives me nuts when media and coaches start to all speak in football jargon. I hate when it's like a one-upmanship of I'm going to use the football terms to make myself sound smart.
How do you feel
12 personnel.
How do you feel when somebody asks a question using all those terms to try to get on the coach's level about it?
A-gap, 3-technique, 5-technique. Can we talk like normal people here?
Too deep shell, or is that actually too common?
Terry Bradshaw, say what you will about everything he's done post-Pittsburgh, gave some of his best broadcasting advice ever on this show a long time ago when he was, I think, on with me and you when he was coming here for some like song and dance thing he was doing. And he made a comment about his longevity in TV, and he's like, I just talk to people in normal, plain terms. I don't try to
spruce it up.
I don't try to make it this granular X's and O's conversation where like I'm making football sound complicated. I'm going to say 3 tight ends instead of 13 personnel. You know, like I'm just going to talk normal. I'm going to say up the middle instead of A-gap. And I agree with that.
I think that's a reason why John Madden was so good.
Yes. Another great example of that. Me,
John Madden, one of the great coaches of all time. But when it came to broadcasting, he made you feel like, hey, I can understand everything this guy is saying.
Well, you think he ever said 5 technique on the air?
No, but you know what he could actually explain? He would explain like this is a trap. This specific thing is a trap block, for example. He wouldn't say down block, though. He'd say, now you see the big guy here, Larry Allen, and boom!
Yeah.
Cleared him out of it. What? Can you imagine Madden being alive to call that full Robbie Utz's block on Wilson?
I know.
Madden might have just stopped the game and said, you guys can finish the rest. I'm just going to keep watching this on
loop. Donnie, I didn't watch NFL primetime. Did that get a Chris Berman?
I haven't watched it yet this week either.
We might have to go back and watch it to see if that made it in. By the way, so we're going to go with, you get Big Nickel, they're going to dime you. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
What was last week's? I think I forgot to chart it.
There probably wasn't a good one. He's not done as many Tomlinisms to start the year.
He talked about the tight red for the first time ever today.
He had this comment when talking about the tush push.
I'm not going to get into strategy detail. You guys come to practice. You see what we do. You guys are trying to get me on record. Next.
Next.
A lot of fake laughter there. Next. And then he fake laughed because they fake laughed. Is there a genuine laugh that was heard there?
Steelers voted against the tush push, which means Mike Tomlin didn't want the tush push around anymore. I think it would be a fun, not like pressing, hardcore story that probably offensive linemen and defensive linemen in that locker room would welcome right now to talk about something besides their struggles. I'd love to hear Steelers, like Sayamalu, ask him about it. If Kabali can summon the courage to go up to him and spark a conversation. What's Zach Frazier think of it? What's Cam Hayward think of that play?
You know, I know Damashek, our buddy Dave Damashek, was a backer of it, saying if you don't like it, stop it. You're all jealous. And I think he has come all the way back around and said, I was wrong. This play needs to go.
Because Philadelphia beat Kansas City with it. That was
the flashpoint, massive
reason why they won.
I think
on Sunday.
The flashpoint, too, was like, for whatever reason, more cut-ups were shared of how obvious it appears that, like, guys are just lined up wherever the hell they want, offsides.
I did see some of those. That's on the officiating and not
on the
Eagles.
No, I understand that. But then they were saying Eagles players are jumping offsides, too, or are jumping early for false starts on that play. It is an ugly, stupid-looking play.
I do think it's effective, though. I do think it's interesting that Tomlin said he'd have no issue with Aaron Rodgers, quarterback, sneaking it. But for years, Ben Roethlisberger would not do it.
Yes, that sounds like, can I hazard a guess
there?
Go
ahead, put your detective's cap on,
right.
Malsy.
Dun, 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 dun. Ben didn't want to do it. Rodgers has told him he will if he has to. Wow, funny how that works.
I think you cracked the case.
And for years, we had to pretend in this town that Todd Haley just wouldn't call them.
And while we're on the topic here of media, Tomlin, conversations and Q&A, this is the part of the show that generally makes Mike DeFabo and others like him hate me because I critique what they do, which the job of being a talk show host or a columnist is to basically critique everything.
You've also been in Tomlin pressers and asked questions,
yes.
So I feel like it has even more weight coming from you. You've done it before.
20 minutes today, or 25 minutes, whatever it was. I can't get one question about Watt getting neutralized. Not one. Not moving him over. The fact that his snap count's way down and Nick Herbig played more than him. The fact that it's now 6 games without a sack. Nothing? To me, that's a fairly big topic. You made a guy the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, and you know what the conversation with Watt among fans is starting to sound like? It's starting to sound like the Miles Garrett Browns arguments. The pro-Watt people are like, well, don't look at sacks, look at pressures. Well, that sounds awfully Cleveland of you.
People are actually doing that?
I'm saying that, yes.
Donnie, who predicted that would eventually happen if it became a tool that people needed to defend Watt's
performance? He's actually playing great. Don't look at sacks anymore. Don't look at sacks anymore. That was our whole argument for why Watt was better than Garrett. Was the actual stats.
I'm pageant waving for YouTube. But now, I said this was going to happen.
But now we're moving goalposts from not stats, look at the other things, which is what Browns fans have said to us for years. And we've given them the middle finger for it. Now we're using their argument? Come on, we got to do better than that.
Eric, YouTube comment here. I think it's actually a good one. At least Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden sang the anthem. It's the only good thing that happened Sunday. Bruce Dickinson. I mean, here's the funny thing.
Is he related to Emily Dickinson?
But I knew he sang in Iron Maiden, but Donnie, I think of him as the more cowbell guy.
SNL,
my name's Bruce Dickinson.
Walken.
And when I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like the rest of you, except when my pants are on, I make gold records. That's what I think of him from.
Wait, was that a real person that he was trying to be in that skit?
Yeah,
or did he just make
Bruce Dickinson produced, I think he probably also produced like stuff. It was just Blue Oyster Cult, yeah. I assume that, Donnie, don't you assume that that's supposed to be the same Bruce Dickinson?
Yeah, when I saw that news last week, I didn't really look it up, but I just assumed it was the same guy.
He should have shouted more cowbell at the end of the anthem.
To be fair, Eric
down.
Actually called him Bruce Dickerson, no relation to Doran.
Man, Doran told me something about Eli Holstein today that blew my mind. And so did somebody else.
Care to share on the air? Or
just the amount of money he's making.
Okay, if I... 7 or 6? Figures. I mean, he ain't making $10 million, so he's making million plus. 1.4.
We can ask around and get the answer, Malzi.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.